The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In, and if I can say it right, welcome to Tapping In, and it's a more. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here. And we got all kinds of stuff going on. It's very, very interesting. This is a day where, you hear me with the expression sometimes where I talk about all hell breaking loose. That means that some of the hell dimensions actually broke loose, came off you, or are almost there to come off of you. This is a time where today traumas can leave you easy. So this would be the time to take advantage of that. And so this morning when I worked with God for a long, long, long time in meditation, it was really interesting because I had all this stuff just kept on cracking off. And I was clearing these dimensions that were basically if the earth is like this big, like a little bitty earth, right? Like about that big around. I was clearing these gigantic traumas that were way out in the cosmos. And it was very fruitful because it freed up energies that I didn't even know were stuck. And I'm like, God, I feel really, really good. I feel very, very bright. I feel really, really light. And so this is what I see happening with a lot of people. And so let me go to Wally. Wally, let me go to you real quick. I just want to go to you because you got to where you can see spiritually these days and really pretty good. And I'm going to clear off a couple of these big giant dimensions that are big giant hell dimensions that are way out in the cosmos on you. There we go. Now I can hear you. There we are. Hey, Wally, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, how good. Are you doing? I'm good. If you think of me and look where I'm looking, okay? I'm looking way out in the cosmos and it's very dark in one corner, okay? Okay, now see it went incredibly explosion, big explosions of light. What does that look like?
It looks like fireworks. Just
looks like, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I got all these big spiritual gifts that allowed me to clear this dimension that was further out than I've been able to go. Okay. And so now then you feel slightly teary. You feel really warm inside. You feel warm inside. You have a tremendous love for your mother all of a sudden.
I was thinking about her a lot today.
Isn't that crazy? You see? So this is a dimension that's rolling off of you that had to do with mama traumas. And so now it just rolled totally away. Is that crazy? See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. And so
it feels good.
It feels good. Right. And so that's the main thing. Now you're beginning to feel brighter and brighter and brighter inside your body. You feel lighter, slightly happy for no reason whatsoever. But this just occurred. And so this would be the equivalent of, let me read it. In 7.5 years of therapy, a few trips to, I don't know, the Holy Land, I'm just saying, but this was spiritually really a big deal. And so I can't explain how big of a deal because I'm not sure exactly that I understand it. But anyway, I got to where I could do this today and I couldn't wait to talk to you guys so I could try it out on you. And so, cause I tried it out on me and I was like, oh my God, I felt amazing. And so there we are. And so now your head is really warm inside, the back of your neck's hot. Yeah. That's your God cord. That's all your light coming back down. I recaptured 424 of your higher selves that were captured in hell, in a hell dimension.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Right? That is. And that's the reason. If you look at his eyes, guys, look how bright his eyes are. That's crazy. Yeah. There we are. That's so cool. So there's that. That's what that is. And so anyway, this is crazy. You
Thank
know what? I
you.
channeled. Yeah, thank you, thank you. I channeled your father, Dean. Actually, I saw somebody and I heard, tell him that's it. Your father spoke Cajunese,
Yeah.
your father on the other side, and he had a Cajun accent. He says, tell him that's that. And I'm like, where's that coming
That's him. That's the way it
from?
was. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the way it is.
So
And so
how's my mother doing?
she said, better now.
Better now?
Yeah.
Yep, it's
So
been about almost 2 years since she passed.
oh, okay. Well, she is, when people are on the other side and you clear any traumas where you were stuck up with something they had going, or vice versa, it frees you and it frees them. She said she never saw you glow brighter. So she's very happy. So
Thank you.
there we go. And she's twiddling with something. I don't know what she's doing. She's twiddling. I don't know if she's knitting or sewing or fixing or doing. She's twiddling. She's twiddling with her fingers. What is that? What's twiddling? Do you know? You know what that is?
I not sure. I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Well, she's just twiddling. You have to think about it. Anyway, but
Yeah.
she's like happy. She's really, really happy. She loves you.
So
Thanks,
were these
Wally.
child
Oh.
traumas that you took
Mostly.
away mostly? Okay.
Mostly. Yeah, and teenage traumas where you were
Yeah.
trying to figure you out and you were trying to be you in the movie and it wasn't
Right.
easy.
Yeah. That
And so,
makes so much sense to me.
yeah, and so
So,
well there. Well, there we go. And so,
okay.
and you really wanted your mother's approval, and so, and you wanted her to approve of whatever.
Right.
And so, but, she says she approves. She's making jokes. Your mom's funny. And so she's doing good. She says she loves you. And she said,
Okay.
thank you. And, oh, she said, thank you, Gary. Does she know me?
She met you a couple times. She had some
Oh.
readings with you.
Oh, okay. Because she said,
Yeah.
thank you, Gary. She's,
Yeah.
usually they don't call me by my first name unless they know me. So anyway, so
Yeah.
she was like, thank you, Gary. I'm
Yeah.
like, cool. Cool, mom.
Because
All right.
my sister was telling me that she and my mom saw you in I think it was like Bloomington at a hotel
Okay.
at a meeting.
Oh, okay. Oh, the seminar. Okay. All right.
A
Yeah, that
seminar,
makes sense.
right?
Yeah. And
So.
so perfect. Well, I give her a big kiss for you. There we are.
Okay.
All
Thank you.
right.
Thank you.
Hey,
Okay.
good luck, buddy. That's pretty cool.
Bye.
And
See you,
yeah,
Wally.
and so you guys, and so the thing that I just did with Wally is the thing I can do. I can just do this. But I can just do this now. I could not do this yesterday. I can do this now. And so I want to make a point, and my point is you guys can do this and do more and do more and do more. And you're going to have a day where you're going to have a breakthrough. And this is an era where you have breakthroughs, or either you get stuck and you complain and you whine and you're a victim and who cares? Who has time for all that, right? And so come out of that. And so, but this is a time where you can have a breakthrough. And so breakthroughs are big because you get a lot further down the road. And when you lose these dark energies that are plaguing you from traumas and dramas and family traumas and family dramas. And did I mention family traumas and family dramas? I mean, let me whine for a while, right? And so when you lose all that mess, it gets rid of the dark energy also that encases your health. So if you've got any health things, as we all do, we're all wanting to stay healthy. And this will get rid of the dark energies that encase you, that lock you up, that block you. And so that's how it works. And it gets bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter and brighter. I want to talk to Peter Lopez, my friend. I want to talk to Peter. And so Peter, this is like, like there's a couple of little things that, that you and I are best buddies and stuff and partners, all kinds of stuff. And
Hello.
so and you're a joy. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hi, good.
And an expert on crystals, but a great human. And
Thank you.
so when well, it's true. And I've never seen anybody come as far as you. I've never seen anybody just excel into the cosmos as far as being spiritually evolved. I mean, because you really have. So I'm always, enthralled with what's the next thing you're doing or how, what's coming along. And you really get it. You're sort of an engineer by trade, and you understand how things fit together. And so you're that guy. And you understand the matrices of how things work. And see, you think of spirituality a lot like I think of it, and you realize, well, there's a lot of matrices. They do a lot of things. This bumps into that, hooks into this. It all becomes a giant gear, and then it turns or whatever, you know, and all the cogs go together. You're really amazing like that. And so when I look at you, there's a couple of these dimensions I could clear now that I could not clear before. Okay. And so I'm going to clear these dimensions, and this is the dimension. I see dimensions of love and abundance that will come to you very fast. I don't know if that's all you've been meditating or manifesting, but I see both of these, and I look, and if you can look where I'm looking, which I know you can, you'll see, it looks like the sky is cracking. It's like, it almost looks like an iceberg, a black iceberg breaking apart. Okay, is the best way I can put it. And so there's a big old chunk out there that's cracking apart, okay? And out of it comes a very bright you. And this is, you had a God self stuck in that thing.
Okay.
It's not like I'm pulling back, you know, 400 or 500 higher selves. I'm pulling back a big God self that you had stuck in there. And so not you had stuck in there, that was stuck in there. And you didn't stick yourself there, but there, I'm just cracking that off. And as I crack it off, I watch the angels run to rescue you. I don't know if you can see that vision I see, but you'll see a bunch of angels swoop in. They grabbed you and they're putting you, dragging you back to heaven. And I see you there by, actually, this is the pool behind the castle in the second heaven.
And to get rid of all that darkness.
Exactly. Okay. And now they're carrying you down to the lake in the second heaven, and they're dipping you in this lake. Okay. This lake is a very powerful, powerful lake of pure holiness. And so this is the holiest of holy water. And I see you now. Look how you can feel your body warming up from the inside out. It's kind of a strange feeling, little bit in your arm. See how you're feeling that?
I was feeling more like my second chakra, a little bit of warmthness.
Okay. Oh, good.
And the second and third chakras, the healing there, the warmth.
Even better. But I see you, and I see you starting to sweat a little bit now. And so, but this is a tremendous healing on the highest level. Because we managed to rescue, and see, this is something good for you guys to know. I didn't plan to start. It's almost like I'm doing more of a master class tonight. It's all right off the bat, but I'm in that space in my head, and so I don't want to waste it. I want you guys to know some secrets, you know, some things the way they work. But you just got back a God self. So when you get back a God self, you got yourself back something special, and so. One of your big giant God selves came back and is now, I see all these angels healing this God self. And so you'll notice a lot of things in the next week. You'll see visions of heaven when you wake up in the morning. It'll be almost like you're waking up in heaven. It'll be pretty good ride, pretty good trip. And so that's what I see. And your healing abilities will increase gargantuanly. Like, you know, like in a big, big way. Yeah. And so that there. And now listen to this. How quiet's your head? See how it got really totally blissfully quiet. That was a big chunk. I saw this big chunk out there, and I had to get back that chunk for you. And so appreciate you, buddy. I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Can't wait to see you guys at the retreat.
Yay, I can't wait to see you at the retreat. You're always a joy. You always help everybody. You enlighten everybody. Yeah. You have such fun at your ranch. And I mean, it's just great. It's great. You know, can't wait to see you, buddy. I love you. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Sending love to everybody and you.
Hey, I can feel it.
Thank you, Peter.
I understand what you're saying there. God's been telling me that he's increasing my gifts. So thank you for acknowledging some of the stuff.
That was a big jump right there. That was a big jump. And so he was increasing that gift, your gifts. And when that happens, it cracks these different pieces of us that are stuck way out there. And so that is the equivalent of all hell breaking loose. And then our light coming back to us. And so that's what happened. That's, I think the right terminology is called soul retrieval. You got back a piece of your soul. So there we are. Anyway, Thank you.
Okay.
I love
Okay.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Lots of love to everybody and to you, Gary.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it just occurred to me that I actually have a sock on my desk.
Do you have one sock on just one foot? Do you have a sock missing on your foot?
No, I got both socks on, you know, but I have a sock. I'm like, you know, at the most serious moment, I heard you have a sock on your desk. And I'm thinking, who's telling me this? So I think God's talking to me, or angels, and they're making fun of me anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
But I shared it with you guys, so it's, you know, it's all right. You know, we're fine. No ego here. And so anyway, how'd that get there? I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. But this is kind of crazy. This thing that I was able to do, and I did this morning. I must have done this for couple of hours. You know, and I worked with some people right around me. I worked with Ruben. I peeled a bunch of junk from him. He was like, you know, in New York City, and he was like, wow, you know, this is a big difference. And so, anyway, let me speak to Ruben. Is he on? I don't know if he's on.
Let me see. Yeah, Ruben's on. Hey, Ruben, unmute, please.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Gary. Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, what's Ruben. Going on?
And so you got to tell me. So somehow we were talking early this morning. I called you, you called me, and that I anyway, but it was like I was hung in this space where I'm clearing all these hells, you know, off of me. And then I finally cleared me, finally. And then I said, let me work on you for a minute and see what this looks like. And so you were my first guinea pig. And so thank you for that. So what was that like? Because I'm asking you, and because I can't remember a lot of times when I do stuff, especially when I'm in that kind of high space. And so what was that like? Made me get it. What was it like? What happened? How do you feel all day?
The best way to understand it is like, you know, when you go to a beautiful vacation that you've been waiting for a while, that you finally get to go and you're on it, and that's how great you feel. That's how great I felt just in my apartment in New York City here. From what you did earlier this morning. So it was like, I felt like I was on vacation the whole day.
Oh, nice. I'm going to be you. I, you know, that's great. That's perfect. And so, but it was just a different feeling, like no worries.
Yeah, it was just like no worries. Everything's being cared for, you know, and the future looks bright. And
I get a vision of God pointing to himself right there. Everything's cared for. And I see God pointing to himself. And so that's good to know when you know God's got you back, you know? And so that's what this is. It's that feeling. It's that total feeling of God's got your back. And he tells me that he has all of your backs, and he's giving you a special sword right now. This sword will clear you in these bigger dimensions. And it's a big, sparkly sword with a razor sharp edge. And so he's just handing it to you. And there we go. There, you got it. Now see, go around and around. There you go, Ruben. What does that feel like? What does that feel like?
Well, it's interesting. Immediately after you said and I received it, I was getting attacked on my right foot again. So,
okay. So you cleared it?
Now it's cleared, yeah.
Yeah, good. How do you feel now?
I feel like I want to jump up and down.
Oh, good. Yeah, I see you sweating. I see you sweating. So you got a lot of light in you. The biggest thing, guys, when you have a lot of light in you, this may sound crazy, but you have a lot of light in you. So you want to have as much light as you can possibly have. And so the light in you, you get to share it with your family members, your friends, your loved ones. You help them. You help you. You help the world because you allow this beautiful light in you. And so that's what you want. You want as much light as you can possibly have, because then you can heal yourself and you can heal everybody else. Anyway, Ruben, thank you. That was fun. That was
thank
fun.
You.
Yeah. Stay on vacation. I'll see you later. All right. I'm jealous. There we are. That was perfect. That's kind of crazy. You can sort of feel that. So that was crazy. I could feel that lightness. There. And so there we go. And so I'm sure none of the rest of you guys have any demons or dark energies whatsoever, right?
Nope, they're okay. Everybody said they're perfect. No one's got questions tonight. Nope.
Oh, goodbye, good. Everybody. Y'all healed? Y'all healed up yet? I want to talk to Dwayne Dunham. Who are we talking to?
Oh, good.
Dunham.
He was on the list. Michelle had him on the list to get to.
Because I was looking and I saw Dwayne Dunham, and he was prettier than he's ever been. Oh no, that's your girl. All right.
I upgraded my look, Gary. I got better.
Oh, you got, I'm like, wow, Dwayne's looking good. You know,
I've never been that good looking ever in my entire life.
Yeah, well, you know. Not many people have. And so anyway, who's your friend, Dwayne? What's her name?
That's my girlfriend, Jennifer.
Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing really, really good. You know, you're with the best guy in the world. He is the best guy in the world. And when I said that, you feel how warm you got, right? You felt that, right? That means it's the truth. How did you get to be the best guy in the world? I'm jealous.
Who knows? Right?
Tonight's a night of jealousy. I'm jealous of everybody. No, I'm not jealous ever. I'm just happy when you guys are doing good. And so anyway, Dwayne, let me look at this because you're such a complicated spirit. Okay. I want to look way out there. And as I look at you, two blobs. There's one. You can breathe now. Feel that?
It took a deep breath. Yes.
Yeah. And then I mean, and there's a low one down there in these. This is a low, way dark down. Way there we go. There we are. Old traumas, mostly childhood. There we are. And your childhood wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it got good after a while. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Because I see this is old childhood, and there we are in there. Mm-hmm. How quiet's your head now? See.
Yeah. Very. Yes.
Yeah. There we go. Easy. Can I work on you? Is that okay? I'm going to work on her now. Okay. I look, and so you are brilliant. You know, you got people in heaven, including God himself, and they're throwing roses down to you. And roses from heaven just means love from heaven. And so I don't know if this is a grandma or family members or who, which one, you know, who's the female on the other, females on the other side that would be your loved ones? Who is that?
Grandma, yeah.
Your grandma, right? Yeah. And she was almost like a grandma mama.
Yes.
You know, she was like, she took care of you, you know, like she really was like a mama. And she says, I still am, you know, and so she's like, and she was cocky, right? And so, yeah, she's been cocky with me right now. And so, but she says she's throwing you down roses and she loves you. She said, you finally found a good one. She even likes Dwayne.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah, so you got grandma's approval is a big, big one, right?
That's
great. Yeah, she says she sees him glowing from heaven. Where's she from? Where's she from?
Louisiana, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense because I hear her and she's like, I see him glowing from heaven. she said it that way. And so, Dean, we got Cajun people tonight. That's crazy. Where are you from?
I know. What part of Louisiana is she from? What town? Oh, that's where I'm from. I grew up 30 minutes from Baton Rouge.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and so, because I see him glowing from heaven. Yeah, she said it that way. That's perfect. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I'm just listening, looking at her. What else you got? She's telling me, she's listening to somebody play music. And so I'm hearing music around her. And I'm trying to hear what it is. It's actually an accordion. You know how they play that Cajun accordion down there, Dean? Like, you know, that crazy, you know, thing.
Yeah, there's a name for it.
What's it called? It's a squeeze box, but they can play it. I mean, I seen this guy on Bourbon Street one time. I was like, oh my God, you're a freak. You know, but I hear your grandma's listening to music, and then I hear people singing in heaven's choir around her. And so was she religious?
She was religious. Yeah, she was.
In her way, right?
In her own way, yes.
In her own way. And so, but that's what I see, because that's what she says. She's special. Anyway, she's given you, wow, there we go. You may have felt one of your hands get warm. Mm-hmm. And she gave you a ball of light and a ring. And she gave you that. And so that's what she just gave you. Feel how your hand got really warm. Nice. Beautiful. There we go.
It did.
Yeah. That's good. And grandma likes you, Dwayne. You owe me.
Good. That's one point. Yes, it's good.
Perfect. All right. What's your question? You have a question. What's something you want to know? Something?
I do have a question. I'm so nervous, Gary. You know, I'm just a ball of nerves right now. But I do have a question. I'm going to calm myself down. Who's that?
Fine.
So my niece, she just turned 7 yesterday, and she is nonverbal autistic. And I was just wondering if there's anything that we can do to
Do?
help her progress.
Oh yeah, of course. Of course. Okay, call her first name.
Michaela.
One more time.
Michaela.
And call it like you're calling her. Michaela.
Michaela.
Okay, I got her attention. Okay, she's up in the cosmos. She's in one of these hell dimensions. And this is the consciousness that really should be in her physical body. I'm cracking this hell dimension apart. Your face got real warm and your feet got warmer. Feel that? Slightly teary. Feel it? Okay. And so call her name again.
Michaela.
Okay. Say, ask her, say, Michaela, can you get in your physical body for me?
Michaela, can you get in your physical body for me?
Please.
Please.
She said, okay. And there she goes. And there she goes. Now you can suddenly breathe. Feel how you breathe easy? See? Right? That's because she can feel herself breathe. And then I'm saying I love you to her in the spiritual dimension. I love you. And I want you to say, I love you.
I love you.
I heard her say, I love you. So if you practice with those words, I love you, she'll say, I love you. Okay? And so, yeah, it'll just work. And so we got her in her body. And now, once she gets that big spirit in her physical body, then she starts talking. And so, and I've done hundreds of these kids, and that's how we do it. And we just did it. And I see it working. So there we go. I love you. How cool is
Thanks, Gary.
that?
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank
Good
you so
luck. We don't
much.
even
It's
need
nice
it.
chatting with you.
You. We'll hang out. That's good. Dwayne, you ought to come
Sounds
to a spiritual retreat. Bring her
Yes.
to a spiritual retreat.
I will, yes.
All right. All right. We got one coming in March. Show up. You know.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you guys. Appreciate you. Oh, wow. There we go. God, that made me real high. That was really crazy. That's crazy. You know, my favorite thing is to work with autistic kids. That's my favorite thing. And because I see such a difference when they, you know, when they can talk, you know, when they're nonverbal and then all of a sudden they're talking their heads off. And so it's just a beautiful thing to see and experience and realize that's how it works. Ah, who are we talking to? You guys pick somebody.
Okay, Michelle wants to go to Alice Smith. Is a follow-up? All right, let's see, Alice. He's on mute.
Hey guys. Hey guys. Good to see you guys. I mean, really good to see you guys. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Can
Unmute,
you unmute now?
unmute. We go.
Nah, hit it again. I did. I hit on mute. Hit it from your computer, Michelle. There you
Can
go.
you
Yeah, now we got you.
we now we got you guys. There we go. There we
Hi,
go. How
Gary. How's
good.
everybody? I want to thank everybody for the love and the prayers for Joe. He's right here with us.
I also want to thank you.
He wants to thank everybody. He's having a hard time today, but he's been going through radiation and chemo medication. So you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for all their prayers and kind thoughts and through going through chemo and radiation and so it's just one of those processes.
Yeah, and you're a tough one. You're a tough one. You went through it before and beat it. And so I'm looking at you and I'm asking heaven, I'm just asking heaven to help you in every way possible.
Thank you.
And I'm asking everybody that's watching with all of their gifts, and you never know, guys, which one of you has the key or the gifts. Right? You never know. And so I want you to just think of Joe, put your hands out like this and project healing. Think of Joe and Alice and just project all this healing light, all the healing light you can. And when that you guys did that, I feel I'm empathing Joe and I'm frying. I got so warm. You know, I got really warm. Joe, you feel that? You feel all the light. It's just a
It
crazy.
is.
Yeah. And so I can't do any better than what we just did. It's like, and I just see all these glows around you. I see beams of light around you. And tell him he's full of light. You're full of light. And so you got the craziest light and the craziest healing energy in your body now. And so they're telling me to shut up and just allow it to do its thing.
Thank you.
And so thank you guys for calling and saying thank you. And thank so you. I appreciate thank you, Joe.
Appreciate thank everybody.
You. Yeah.
Just for the record, Gary, this here is a tough one.
She is tough. She is tough.
Yeah. You don't mess with my little Alice.
Well, you're beautiful. You both are beautiful. Alice, you're beautiful. Joe, you're beautiful. Everybody feels your love and feels your oneness. And we appreciate you because you're the perfect example of what life is and what life should be. And so, but when I look at you guys, I just get really happy all inside. They told me to project light and just make it about the light. There we are. And so you guys project all the healing and all the light you possibly can to Joe and Alice. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Michelle lost her voice. So Michelle saying thank you. She just can't talk loud.
I can't talk.
Thank you.
I love you.
She's got my laryngitis.
It's okay. Love you. We can hear you. We can hear, we can feel it that you mean.
Yeah. You're beautiful. You guys tear it up. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. I just see all this light. It looks like a light show. Ooh, my head is so hot inside.
I got hot.
Really hot. Really hot. So, I mean, those are some major crazy, crazy, crazy gifts. Oh, wow. Those are crazy. You know, you guys, you really don't know what gift you have. You know, you never know. You don't really know. What's your gift? Do you have the key? Do you have the big key? Do you have the thing that makes everything perfect and better and healed? Do you guys have that? Which one of you has it? If you have it, then we all have it because we're one. That's the way it works. Do I have it? If I have it and I can use it, I'm using it. You do the same thing because you guys are just really, really special. And so that's really cool. Suzanne Walscott, I see a ring of keys above your head. That's what I see. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. And so there we are. I see all this light.
Is it on Suzanne's iPhone, Gary? Because I don't see her.
Suzanne Walscott. That's what it is.
Oh, there she is. Sorry. All right, yeah. Suzanne. I got you now. Go ahead and unmute.
Oh. There. I just see all these keys above your head.
Thank you.
And it's a ring of keys, and it looks a lot like these. It looks like a lot like the keys on the Keys to Heaven book. And I just see them above your head. And I think that makes a lot of sense because I know a lot of times in private conversations when I'm talking to you in readings and things or here, when you're here at the house and you're at a retreat or, you know, sometimes we get to talk, which is nice. And you really go, how does this work? How does that work? And so mm-hmm. I think that you think a lot like an engineer as well. Mm-hmm. And you're just always about how does it work? How does it work? And how do I share it with my kids and my family? Yeah. And anyway, it's just beautiful. And with Mark, and so when I look at you, I just see all this light around you, and I see this layer of this is part of these dimensions I'm cracking off, right? And I'm cracking this dimension off of you that looks, I can't remember who had it, but it looked like an iceberg cracking apart. And it's around you, and I just now cracked it all off. And I see something over 1,000 higher selves coming back.
Oh, and wow. So, I feel it.
Yeah. It's like you feel how you, it's almost like you feel yourself filling up inside. It's kind of a strange feeling, you know, just being fuller, you know, and lit. And so I just see you glowing and glowing some more. So there we go. And I see a lot of spiritual gifts. See, you guys don't realize this. When they steal your higher selves or hang your higher selves up in the cosmos, you know, when you have demons that actually grab your higher selves, they also grab your spiritual gifts that are inside your higher selves. So now I also see it raining spiritual gifts on your head. And I see that happening to your whole family. And I couldn't be happier. you know, because I love good. You.
Yeah, Catherine hurt her knee today. So if you can send her some healing energy, that'd be great.
Glad. Easy. There we go. There. Thank now you. She looks bright. So your knee got hot right then. I felt it.
Yeah.
Perfect. There we go. Oh, you're looking great. These higher selves, that was a ton to get back at one time. So probably tonight when you sleep, you'll get really super hot. You know, you may be aggravated with how hot you feel, but those are just all the gifts coming back into you. So there. So I love you. I love you. I hope to see you at the retreat. Yeah.
Yeah. I probably will see you in Minnesota, but maybe not at the retreat. I'm going to do it virtual.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, we miss you when you're not here. But anyway, there we go. No. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Love you. You. Talk to you
love
soon.
Love you too.
Yeah. Dinner in Minnesota. All right. And so perfect. I'll see you then. I'll see you there. Perfect. There we go. Got everything looking pretty good. Who we got, Dino?
We got Lisa Prochelle wants to ask a question. Oh, never mind. Let's go with Nathan since Nathan is
Hey,
up.
Nathan's here. Good, good, good. I'm like, Nathan, you're not looking much like Lisa tonight. I don't know. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hi, good, Gary. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Good to see you. Good to see you. What's your question?
So this happened Thursday night. I had this sudden tightness in my chest. I couldn't get a deep breath and woke up this morning with body pains everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Was wondering what that's all about.
Well, you know what you got going is part of these dimensions that are breaking apart. This is really important, you guys, to get this. I'm telling you tonight, it's more like a master class than the tapping in. So, but anyway, what's happening is you when you have higher selves hung out in these hellish dimensions, right? And they start to crack apart, you can then feel the pain of the higher selves that are stuck out in these hell dimensions way out. So you're feeling that. And so then you have to clear and clear bigger to clear those higher selves that are hung out there. And so since I'm all up in it tonight, let me clear all that off you, and that'll help you, and you won't have your pain. And so there we are, and there, and there it goes. Head's quiet, feel really bright, super light inside, can breathe better. There, see? And so that
on the sweat.
Yeah, it seems like a little, because I go, wow, okay, now you're better. But realistically, I cleared off, I don't know, it was like 1700 or so. Wow. Of your higher selves that were stuck in these hellish spaces. Now, this doesn't mean that you did anything to stick them. They just simply, you know, the demons will see you, you know, your bright light self glowing. They capture pieces and parts of you. And that's what this is. And so, but we uncracked it. Traumas, this is built off of traumas, you know, could be from whatever happened in who knows, right? Where? When, how, could be childhood, could be previous lifetimes even. And so, but I just cleared all that away, and now you're going to feel good. And so that's the main thing, is you're just going to feel good. You're going to find yourself in a good space. And so there we go. And I see cars and all kinds of things falling out of the sky. So that's good news. And so there we go. Perfect. Perfect. Any questions? Ask me stuff if you got something.
That was just about my wife. I mean, just wanted to make sure that, you know, she's going through a little bit of with school and just a little bit of frustration there. So I just wanted to make sure that she's all clear and she's.
I can do it really fast, and I did the same thing with her. Okay, and now she just looks really brilliantly bright.
Awesome.
She'll find herself being able to sleep better.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, good luck. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Love Thank you. You. See you Love soon. You. Thank you.
See
you
Thank soon. You, Nathan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ah, that's really good. Who we got, Dino? Who we got?
All right, so we're going to go to Lisa Prochelle.
All right.
Lisa, go ahead and unmute.
Lisa, you look more like Lisa. You look more like Lisa. What's your name? Lisa than Nathan.
Yeah.
I got a baby. On the wall.
You got a what?
That picture up there, that's me when I was three.
Oh, all right. Let me look at you. Let me see it. Can you take it off the wall? I can't see it. Here's what I was like when I was 3 years old. Oh, that is you when you were three?
Yeah.
Wow. You're cutie pie. Yeah. There we go. You still are. There we are. Nice. When I look at you, you know, you got a lot of brilliant stuff going on. You've got a layer that looks like a black layer around you from these hell dimensions that are cracking off of folks. I just cracked them all off and it's raining gold coins.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what I see. In other words, like these dimensions can also block anything. Usually, you know, with humans, it's abundance or love or both. In this case, it was abundance. And I just see it raining gold coins, now gold bricks. So there we are. And so, but I just see how hot you got, crazy full inside. Feel that? There.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't much to clear. You'd already cleared it, you know, but it was enough to where it matters. And so there you go. So you're going to feel really good. Now your hands are warming up, really warm. See? Mm-hmm. And so the gold coins are now above your head. It's a giant pile of them. So there we go. Yay. Nice. 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 Thank you. Love you. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot. And thank you for the, you know, thank you for the message the other day. Oh, I really appreciated that message. You sent a message because you girls were during the master class hanging out and having a ball with each other, you know, drinking wine and UPO. Okay. But you sent the nicest text and it was something to the order of thank you for all my friends. Because you were like, I met all these people through the master classes, tapping in, and certainly the spiritual retreats. And so thank you. Come to the spiritual retreat. Come to the spiritual retreat.
All right. Virtual this time, but then the next time when I have all those gold coins in the physical, then I'll come.
All right. Okay. Well, they may come quick. So there we go. Hey, it looks like that around you.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes my sinuses open. You guys too. You can feel that. Allow that. Just allow. You can piggyback off of anyone's gifts. It don't mean you take their gift. You just share, and you'll find that oneness. The gift duplicates and multiplies. So, if you imagine this golden coins raining on your head now, they will. It's really simple. There we are. See, and you got hotter when I said that, because when everybody else taps into it, it creates a bigger flow of light and gold coins for you. That's the way it works. So good luck. There we are, honey.
Thank you, Lisa.
Well, I have a question. That's beautiful.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, what is it?
So this isn't so nice. My children's father had a second family after us, mm-hmm. One boy and two girls. One of the girls was in a custody battle, and this week her husband shot her with a child in her arms. And I've been working on her, trying to get her to heaven, and I just need to check in if she made it or if we can send her.
You did it. Yeah, she's in heaven.
Okay.
Yeah, she's there. She's right in. She's in transition. Beautiful waterfall in front of her. And it's like, yeah, it's beautiful. And so there.
Yeah. And I've been trying to clear the demons, but they are so big. They just laugh at me.
I just did.
Okay.
I already did it. I cleared that ring around you. See, a lot of times when you guys are thinking, I can't get through this. Oh my God. That means you sometimes you're right at the end of the pile. And so you were trying to clear them. No, I told you, you'd already done most of the work. I just cleared. They had the last front doing their damnedest to keep a grip on you, you know, and when I peeled that off, bam, it was really simple. No, you'd done most of the work. So you've done good. You did good.
I just want to free up my family as much as I can.
Well, you're doing all that. So anyway, you're doing really good, honey. I love you. Appreciate you too. All right. Look forward to seeing you maybe in Minnesota. I'm coming to Minnesota. For you guys who want to see me in Minnesota, call me up. I'll be doing private readings in Minnesota. I would love to see you guys. I'd love to hang out. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. I'll be on Dave Ryan in the morning a couple of times next week, as well as I think we're doing a show in, oh God, here we go. Go to your memory. I don't have one. we're doing a show at, what's it called? It's not House of Blues. It's something like that, Dean. What's the name of this place I'm doing?
I don't know, but I can look it up and come.
Look it up and tell me, because I'm a total idiot. But it's a great venue. I had a ball. Last time we had 4,000 people come out to see me. I appreciate you guys. And it's right downtown Minnesota. Really great venue. And so I can't believe it left me. Anyway, so there we are. But look it up and if you can find it and let us know. And so I'll be there doing a live show next week as well with Dave Ryan in the morning. And I think I'm on Fox, if I'm right. I think I'm doing something with those guys. And so one of the morning shows there. And so on TV, but I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me when I go to, I don't travel quite as much as I used to, but it's really special when I do. And so I really enjoy it. And I get to hang out with you guys in person. It's just beautiful. And if you would like to hang out with me, all you got to do is come to the spiritual retreat. And that's coming up in less than a month, right, Dean? We're like,
let's see where we're at. Yeah. A month, March 21st, 3 weeks.
Yeah. And so March 21st through the 24th, right here in beautiful North Carolina, we're doing a spiritual retreat and make sure you come to, if you can in person, that would be beautiful. If not, join virtually. But we look forward to it. 702-822-0548. We promise Michelle's going to be able to talk again soon. 702-822-0548 and sending a lot of healing energy to Michelle.
I'm going to answer Michelle's phone while she can't talk. So call her anyway. Call the phone I will answer the phone. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Or you can call 800-827-GARY anytime, GarySpivey.com. And so
Lisa Michelle said Cowboy Jacks.
Yay.
Is that the name of
there
it?
We Cowboy are. I Jacks. Knew it was, okay. I knew it was like, I had House of Blues or something in my head, but it was like, it's like that. It's a really great venue. And so gigantic venue. And it's a lot of fun. So right downtown Minnesota, right downtown Minneapolis, right downtown Minnesota. My God, right downtown Minneapolis. Well, there we are.
One of those places.
Somewhere. It's on
the same place you were for Halloween.
Yeah, it was. It's the same place I was for Halloween. That was fun. Judy was there. That was great, Judy, right?
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people, a lot of fun. I loved it. It was really good. Judy, how you doing? What you up to, girl? What you doing?
Good. I just got back from Vegas, little unexpected trip. And so now I'm here and just waiting for you. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before when you said that, you hadn't turned your face on yet. And so it was sort of like, it's like, I'm like, Judy, I'll see you in person real soon. She was like, yeah.
You're scared.
I'm like, where's the smile, girl? What up? What's that? Don't be a hater. You know, I promise I'll destroy your house. You know, I'll destroy your house. All my dogs will pee on your rug. You know, it's not a problem. It's all good. You know, we have the cleaners come in, you know, anyway. So
it's always fun. It's always fun. You're always welcome.
Thank you. And you too. I love you. And so who are we talking to, Judy? Are we talking to somebody? Who are we talking to? You helping
people? We got Michelle.
We had Helene. Oh. Yeah, there we got Charles.
Yep. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Hey, how are you? Let me clear something off you that I see. Is that okay? And so,
please.
Yeah, this hell dimension thing, I'm going to clear this off you, okay? And so, there we go. And when I cleared it, I saw the beautiful higher selves with you and Arlene hooked up, holding hands. And I saw, now look how warm you feel inside. You see? And so while you miss her, you love her, you now have the same beautiful connection, even though she's on the other side. This was these higher selves where you guys were really interconnected were stuck in this hell dimension of that happens sometimes when people pass away. And so, but there you are, and now you'll find that, buddy, that'll make you feel better again, right again somehow. And so, but there you go. And so I'm sorry to do
thank
that.
Thank you, Gary. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to do that to you, but I saw it hanging there and you were working through it. And I just pushed it along a little bit. Cause
thank you so much.
Yeah, I could get those off of you.
Like every day, it's very hard. I just thank you for helping with that.
No, well, you look beautiful.
Okay, I was calling. I was hoping you and God could help two of my friends. My friend Glacier, he had the first time he had gotten the COVID vaccine, he's had a ringing in his head or in his ear since. I was hoping you could, you and God could help him with that, get rid of it.
A lot of people have had that since then. Let me just work on him a little bit. There we go. There we go. And there we go. See, now your ears got hot. You feel that?
Is it? I'm starting to get warm now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the synthetic dimension thing?
It is. Yeah. Everything. Well, right. Exactly. The plastic knife in that God told us to use, because it's the synthetic dimension is a very different dimension than the regular dimensions that will attack us. That could be hell dimensions, angel dimensions, God dimensions. But the synthetic dimension is a man-made hell. And so that's what this dimension is. And so it takes different spiritual gifts and it's a different frequency. And so I was able to clear that. And so I think he's going to feel better. I feel his ears really hot. I feel yours warming up a little bit. And so
thank you so much.
Good luck.
Also, Gary, I have one more friend. Could you help him? My friend Terry, he can never get any sleep at night. For years, he's been taking...
Yeah, I got the whatever he's taking, the medications to take it to help him sleep are now turning on him, turning against him, and keeping him awake. Maybe if that's Ambien always does that. Yeah. And then he's probably got to go to a clinic to get off of Ambien. In other words, like this is a very serious addiction, and it ends in sometimes not good outcomes. And so you really want to help him maybe figure out how to do that, but there's professional clinics that get rid of Ambien addiction. And so, but I just cleared off things from the spiritual dimension. So it will be very easy. And I also cleared off everything from the addictive dimension. Now you got real hot. Yeah. See? Feel that?
Yes.
So this is going to help him, and he may be able to just straighten up now. You know, so you get really warm. Yeah. Yeah. And so, but that's what that is. And so it's not to play with. So there we go. Okay.
So thank you so much for all your help and help of my friends. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean.
Oh, you're welcome, Charles.
Love you. Okay. Love you, buddy. He's sweet.
Bye-bye. Yeah, he's very nice.
I felt so much light coming from him. That's crazy. Who are we talking to?
We're going to talk to Helena. Helani Murphy. I told don't let me call somebody's name. I want to mess it up every time.
There we go.
Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Where am I? Helani, how are you?
Where am I?
There we are.
You can talk.
We see you.
Just say hello.
Oh.
Hello. There we are.
Aloha. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. What's your question, girl? What's going on? I'm clearing off a little black blob on you way out there. And so I just got rid of it. Yeah, it looks better. Yeah. Well, it was way out there, but it was very big, and now I got rid of it. You're very passionate. You're connected with things you're connected with. So you're connected very much in the spiritual dimensions with your land, your home, with Hawaii, with your family and your heritage. And so, and I just cleared the darkness you're feeling from that whole thing. And so now you'll find that you're going to be a lot better. And so there we are. Simple.
Thank you very much, because was one of my biggest problems.
Now it's not. I'm telling you, I cleared all the hell dimension off of that. And now listen to this. How quiet's your head? So your head's quiet. That noise isn't there no more. That's gone. Yeah, got rid of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I needed because I was having a difficult time
Yeah.
to get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, it was bigger than it was, you know, the old saying, sometimes it's bigger than you. Well, sometimes it's way bigger than you. And this was huge. This was bigger than the earth. But
Yes. Yes.
but now it's not. And so you'll find you'll be fine. That's what I see. So good luck, honey. I love you. I love you. I love you. Appreciate you.
I have one question, please, real fast.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm having this problem with my realtor. Okay. You and I spoke about this a couple months ago, last year, probably in September, and told me, I guess you mentioned, don't worry about it. I'll get through it. Well, I hired an attorney. My attorney cannot help me. She has blocked me and has not, I'm having difficulty retrieving my deposit back for my rent. And I want to pursue it.
Well, here's what I did. I cleared it with light. There's two ways to get your money back. One way is that you project a lot of light to it. And the other way is you sue them. And so sometimes if you just project a lot of light to it, it'll solve itself. And so I'm just projecting lots and lots of light to it. Let's see what happens now. And you got warm right then. So I get a pretty good feeling.
I did.
You know? Yeah. Well, you know, should have a positive outcome. So there we go. Project light to it. Don't get pissed off.
Oh, I have a bad temper.
When you get, if you get angry, what happens is you actually take it the other way. So project light to it. And there you go. There you are.
Aloha, that's it. Gary. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Thank you. She's sweet. That was Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she whispers to you now, Dean. Is that, you know, that's kind of sexy, I think, you know? Hi, Dean. Hi, Dean. How are you?
I just tell her, don't talk. Don't talk. And she's like, ah, sh, sh, sh. So I look up online and they said, the worst thing you could do is whisper when you have laryngitis. It's worse for your vocal cords. I'm like, you have to be quiet. She can't be quiet more than 5 minutes. She's like,
Michelle, I think he made that up. I think he's just trying to get her to shut up. Yeah, he's trying to get her to shut up.
I was surprised when I seen it. I was kind of excited when I seen it. I was like, look, you're not even supposed to whisper.
Yeah, don't talk.
Yep.
Sure.
She didn't listen to
me. Sure, honey. I'd love to not talk. Anyway, so there we go. So
it wasn't like on WebMD or like the Mayo Clinic. It was like on something like Bob's Medical Advice or something.
Yeah. That's a real authority.
It is. Yep. That's what I think.
Yeah. So it's a really big deal to go to Bob's Medical Advice. Yeah.
Yep.
Hootie hoot. It reminds me of Larry the Cable Guy. I used to do shows with Larry the Cable Guy. Can you imagine that?
Oh, he's funny.
What a crazy life. You know, I think of all the different people I've done shows with, you know, and so that's kind of crazy. Larry was funny. He was funny. He's hilarious. You know, that's good. Who are we talking to?
The next one is Stacy Hopkins. Oh, never mind. Michelle changed it up on me. It's Tammy Martinez. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah, she just kind of throws you little curveballs tonight.
Yep.
I think hey, Gary. It's Tammy. It's Tammy time. Hi, Tammy. How are you? Anyway.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What's your question?
What's going on? We've had like a really rough week between me and Eric, and it seems like everything with like life in the business, I'm just getting like roadblock after roadblock, delay after delay. So can you clear me and him so that the transition of taking over this business is easier?
Well, there, I've just cleared it. And here's what I hear, you know, and you have to not overthink it. And so that's what I hear. And things will solve themselves, sort themselves out. You'll push right on through. Just don't overthink. Okay. And so overthinking is very easy to do, but just don't do that. And you'll see, now your hands got warm finally. See?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you couldn't even hear it. You couldn't even hear me when I first said it, you know, you were like, yeah, shut the hell up. And so, but it's like, but when it took a minute and then it keyed in and then your hands got warm. I felt when they finally kicked in, and that took you a minute to go, okay, maybe I am overthinking, right? And so, and so if you give it a second, it looks like that everything solves itself. And I say, you see things sorting out, getting lined up, happening fine. That's what I see. And so, but there's some hell dimensions out there. You have four of them fragmented, and I just now cleared them. He has eight of them fragmented, and I just cleared those. And so he's going to feel a whole lot better, you know, and he's brilliant, you know. And so he's, you know, sometimes people are just real smart, and he kind of gets it. And, you know, and so when you go into overthinking, he'll go, oh, you know.
He's here. He's listening to us. But
is he? Right.
He's says, working oh right now.
Yeah. He's, oh my God. Tell her again. Tell her again. The ah thing. Anyway. And so, but I see you guys doing well. So okay. Looks good.
Can yeah. I ask you one more question? My eyes have been really bad, really blurry. Just like driving, or like today I was in Costco and I couldn't even like see down an aisle. What is going on with my eyes?
Well, you have one eye that's changing. One eye is staying the same, normal, to whatever it was, but one eye is changing and it's creating the blurred thing.
Okay, so should I go get them checked out, or can you clear it?
Well, I think it has to do with you know, it's making your eye. I think maybe you had one eye that was nearsighted and one eye that was farsighted. You know, that makes sense. Okay. And so now you have one eye that's changing, so it's making it not proportionate, you know, is what I see. And so it's not, you know, it's just not doing the same thing. So yeah, go to the eye doctor, you know, don't call your psychic, go to the eye doctor. You know? And so, but I can see what it is. I understand it. Bizarrely, you know, but I can, but all it is you do you wear glasses?
I do. I have reading glasses, and then I have daytime and nighttime driving glasses.
Okay, well, whatever this is, let's just see. I see you got one eye changing, and it's changing the way your vision works.
Okay, so, okay. So, I'll get that checked out.
Yeah, that's it. All right.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you later. Love you. You did a good job.
Oh, finally did a good job in my life. Anyway, and so, yeah, I always hear, you're amazing. And I'm like, yeah. And so, but then, you know, the good job thing is really special, because it means I actually nailed it and fixed you.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, you should tell me that more often, Dino.
Gary, you do a good job.
You don't mean it. I can feel it. That was like Gary. You read it off your palm. Gary, you do a good job. Smile. Wait, hold on.
I'm not reading off of anything. Gary, you do a good job.
You know, I think you and I have just grown to the point where we torture each other in this lifetime.
I'm stuck with you. Yeah, I'm stuck with you.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I'll be 90 years old doing tapping and going, Gary, can you talk to me?
Hey, talk to this person. Anyway, I love it. Oh, well, we could be doing worse, Dean. I don't know.
Why. That's it. Well, life could always be worse.
I think so. Michelle's like, yes. To whisper, you know. That's kind of fun to whisper, though. You know? Like, I love going to movie theaters where I can whisper. Hi, y'all. Right? I love it. Who are we talking to?
Who we got, Michelle? There we go, Stacy Hopkins. Please unmute.
Stacy, what up? Stacy in the house. How are you, girl?
Hi, Gary. I'm good. I love you.
Love you back.
I've got a lot going on medically, and I was just hoping you would tell me, what do you see?
Oh, let me see. Oh, Lord, you're like a big old book, a lot to download. How's your thyroid, your endocrine system?
They tested my thyroid and they said that was good, but I've just been diagnosed with MS.
Well, I don't know about that one, you know? Sometimes things read true and sometimes they don't ring true. And when I run that through my head, my hands didn't get warm. And when I run through my head, do you have MS? No, my hands got hot, and your hands got hot right then. Feel how your hands got really warm right now?
Yes.
And that's when I say, I don't think you have MS. Now your hands got really warm. You see what I'm saying? And so things will either ring true or not true. And if it's the truth, then you'll feel light. And if it's not true, you won't feel anything. And so I'm not so sure. I think, oh, you got some weird problem, but it's, I don't know if it's that one. I think your cerebral fluid is goofy.
Okay.
Maybe you have you had any back surgery or neck
I
issues or,
did. I had surgery on my back.
oh, there we go. I must be psychic, you know, really. Dean, did you catch that? See, I
You
told you
did
I could.
good. You did
I
a
told you.
great job, Gary.
Thank you. I told you I could do this. I told you. Anyway, so I'm playing with you. But here's the thing. With the surgery, it you had a slow bleed after the surgery, and it tainted your cerebral fluid. Your cerebral fluid goes around your brain. I don't know if you know how it works. It goes around your spine, up around your brain, comes back, flows around your spine, you know, and so that's how it goes. And you, with the operation, ended up with a slow bleed, and it tainted your cerebral fluid. And that caused all these issues. You must have probably felt dizzy, headache, strange feeling. You felt like you weren't in your body, you were somewhere else, right? I'm
Yes,
describing.
accurate.
Look at that, Dean. You see? You catching this? You with me, Dean?
I'm taking notes. Keep going.
All right.
I'm making sure I write all this down.
All right. Anyway, and so that's what I think, you see. And so, I'm not a neurologist. I'm not a brain surgeon. You know, I'm none of those things. I'm not a doctor, but I can see stuff. So I'm just telling you what I see. And I would talk to a neurologist about this, and because you've got all the symptoms of MS. But it don't ring true when I ask myself that question. And I look and I see what's making the, what's the, there's something always causing something, and then you have an effect of it. And the cause is your cerebral fluid, and the effect is those symptoms I talked about that you went, oh yeah, all of those, right?
Makes sense.
Okay. So you would try to explain that to your neurologist, and he will ask you, how the hell do you know? You could say, I dreamed it. You know, or something, and maybe I don't know to get it across. But I would run down that road before I would start taking all the MS medications.
Okay, thank you very much.
But I can't subscribe or unsubscribe to medications. I'm not a doctor. Okay. I just play one every now and then. So there we go. All right.
I appreciate you, Gary. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Your hands got really warm. Feel that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna figure this out. Yeah, don't take that first answer though, okay? All
Okay.
right. All right. Good
Thank
luck,
you.
hon. Good luck. Good news too, by the way. Yeah. Good news. Good news. There we go. Perfect. There we go, Dino.
My brother, my twin brother Darren, his daughter, they told her she had MS and they put her on all this medication. And I think she took it for over a year. And then they went, oops, sorry. You don't have anything wrong with you. I mean, this
It happens.
medication. Yeah.
It happens. I mean, those kind of things happen, and her problem was an unusual problem. It's not an easy diagnosis of a tainted brain fluid, you know. But in her case, there we go. Anyway, so I'm good with long shots, Dean. There we
Yep,
are.
that was good. I mean, the way you just said, the way you just rolled the dice and said, did you get a back operation? How would you know that without being psychic?
Little
You
birdie,
guessed
I guess.
it.
Little birdie told me.
Little birdie, little angel on my shoulder told me all about it. Oh, Michelle wants to say happy birthday to somebody. Who? Oh, Victor and Vanessa.
Oh, it's Victor's birthday. Hey, Victor, happy birthday.
Hey,
Hey.
Gary, thank you.
Hey,
Hey,
girl.
Vanessa.
Oh. Oh, where are you guys going? Looks like you're running away from home or something. Where are you going? Hey! Oh, look at these little guys. Oh,
He's running away with the kids.
oh, good. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're gonna have a free dinner. That's all we're doing. My beautiful daughter came to visit me from out of town, so good night.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm clearing away those big dimensions that I talked about. I got rid of a bunch on you. I'm going to Vanessa. I've got rid of a bunch on her right then. And now I just feel, see how your sinus is open, Vanessa? Feel that? And so there we go. And there you go. Perfect. There. Now you guys are going to feel real good. Happy, happy birthday. Oh, yeah. And I cleared the car. I cleared the whole car, everybody. Oh, there we go. Yeah, yes. Perfect. Beautiful. There you go. You guys are good.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to see if, I just wanted to see if God had a message for me for today. I know tomorrow we're not going to be on, so maybe a birthday wish from him or something.
He wishes you to live forever because you're sharing a lot of enlightenment and joy. And he said he's very proud of you. He said, especially from where you started, whatever that means. And so, yeah. Makes sense. And so, but he's just telling me that you are special in his eyes.
Ooh. Thank you. Is there anything that I can you ask if there's anything that I could do to clear a better path for my abundance?
He just did. There we go. Yeah, you got real warm. God, you got super warm, Philip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God said, happy birthday. There we go.
Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you.
God's like kicking out gifts like crazy these days. I'm telling you, you guys, meditate, do your thing, allow those gifts to come in, and then just be super appreciative. And then that's all you got to do. That's the recipe. I appreciate you guys. There we go.
Thank you, guys. Y'all drive safe.
Appreciate
happy birthday again.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Michelle.
Love you.
Love you,
too. They're cool.
I love those guys. They're so much fun. Mm-hmm. I love it when they're at retreats. It's just really great. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, guys?
Mara S.
Hi, Gary.
Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Hey.
I have my baby.
Yay.
Kind of early, but I was just wondering if like I don't feel the greatest right now. I'm a week postpartum, and I was wondering if like I need to go on the doctor, or can you just fix me really quick?
Well, I can fix your energy, but it looks like to me you're hormonally whacked out. Okay. Which makes sense, right?
Yes.
And so, but because you feel depleted. And so it feels like your body, they need to do, I would say blood work or whatever, because you're missing something. You're missing a component to you. Okay. And so, but it'll be really quick, but go to the doctor. Okay. And so there we are. And I just cleared away a bunch of dark energy and I got all kinds of light in you. There we are. Yeah. But they'll add something you're missing. And so, and you're going to feel a whole lot better. Let me see this baby. Let me look at it. Let me see this baby. All right, where are you at? There we go.
One second.
That's all right. Oh, wow. Tell me the baby's name.
Dakota Dean Logis.
Wow. That's a pretty baby.
Thank you.
That's a pretty baby. You can tell what he's interested in.
Yeah.
And he's a he, right?
Yep.
He's so pretty, it's hard to tell.
He is. I don't like saying that, but because it's my own kid, but yeah, he's a little he's doll.
Pretty. He's a pretty baby. There we go. Beautiful, honey.
Well, congratulations. I should go into the ER right now.
No, yes, maybe. I'm hearing. No, not necessarily, but yes, sooner than later, you know, maybe tomorrow morning or something.
Okay.
You know, because it feels like you just need to rest.
Yeah.
You're also dehydrated. I don't know if you know that.
Okay.
Do you drink water?
Yeah, I do drink a lot of water.
Weird. You have a dehydration vibe.
Yeah. I've been feeling like that too, but I mean, I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
And whatever. I take my drops from Michelle.
Oh, good. Yeah, that helps. That takes. But you have a, somehow you feel dehydrated to me.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
I had kind of a traumatic labor. Like, I guess my placenta was detaching.
Okay.
They were not really sure, but he came early, and it's just like I'm just in a lot of pain, like in my lower stomach.
Yeah, and so you may have a slight inflammation, or even it's not quite an infection, but something like that going.
Yeah. So
that's a reason you need to get your blood work done real quick and see what your numbers really are. Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, you appreciate you. Feel how you feel warm all over now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but go to the doctor, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
You too.
Ooh, you
too.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle was saying congratulations on the baby, even though she's whispering.
That's a pretty baby. That's a pretty baby. You guys ever seen an ugly? You ever seen an ugly baby?
I don't think babies are ugly.
I don't either. I've never seen an ugly baby. I just think they're all cute as can be.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And so I really do. They're just so sweet, and you know. But then there are some who are gorgeous. That baby was beautiful, and so there we go. Babies. Let me talk to Christy Moore. Let me see what Christy's doing. Christy, what are you doing? What you up to, girl? You still hung over? Christy. You girls were partying the other day, having fun during the master class.
Lindsay is quite the hostess. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Still got a big smile. So anyway, so tell me, so when I look at you, I'm clearing away very little. And so you're the person that I'm actually clearing almost nothing off of. So you must spend a little bit of time meditating and clearing yourself. And so
I do. And I do like out of necessity. I mean, yeah, I would like to say, oh, I'm just great at remembering. But it's like, oh, my gosh, here comes that. Got to clear. Oh, my gosh, here comes that. I got to clear.
Yeah, well, you actually was working. My point is it's really working. I'm clearing away some, but not like it's not like an avalanche, and it's not like breaking apart an iceberg. And so, but there we are. I just cleared it off. You now look how light. See, now you feel pretty light all over. And so, I see all these beaming, glowing yous. You know, there we are. All these, and so you went up to this high vibration of God matrixes, and so this is now just rolling into you. So when you get God matrices, guys, this means you can manifest what you want. So just manifest whatever you want, and if you guys piggyback off of her, that's a good person to do. There we are.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Just checking up.
Question?
Yeah. What is it?
So I think I've talked to you before about my dreams get quite intense, and I don't always understand them. Mm-hmm. Last night, like my family and friends were just dying, like multiple, they kept dying. And the last one was one of my sons died, and it felt so real. I woke up extremely disturbed this morning. And so I just was clearing. I didn't know what I was clearing, but it was
you were clearing these hell matrices where traumas are rolling off. They're coming up and out of you. And you'll have these crazy dreams, nightmarish, your worst fears you'll be faced with. And so that's what's happening. Okay. See, that's what's going on. So I cracked the rest of it off, but you'd already done most of it. I'm telling you.
Okay. So thank you.
So good. You know, so we have these hellish dreams and things and stuff. But you actually had done most of it. I cleared the rest of it. You're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I love you, Gary. Thank you so much.
Big kiss. See you soon. All right.
Thank you.
I love her. I love her.
She had great energy.
Don't she? Yeah. And speaking of people who came a long way, oh my God. You know, she really has. She really has. She's worked on herself, and just here we are, guys. You know, that's beautiful. And so I'm going to talk to Terry's iPad. Can I talk to Terry?
Terry's iPad.
What are you doing?
All right, Terry, unmute, please.
Hi, Terry. I'm sorry you don't feel good, Michelle. I can hear you got it too, Dean. I got a cold. I think we partied too much in Vegas.
Yeah, you guys were having fun.
Yeah, you know? We did. So I had the craziest dream last night. you just spoke with Christy, and I thought maybe that's what it was. I thought it was a ship.
Yeah.
Because I was going up like layers is what I, you know, and I went into each of these rooms and I couldn't find my two granddaughters. And I was being misled as to where they were. And I could tell, oh, yeah, try over there, as their horns stuck out of their ears. But I don't think I ever felt that panicked in my life. Like when you lose a child in a department store.
Right. Well, this was the demons. This is my point. And so you're an exact copy of Christy. Where and a lot of people are having these kind of, you know, crazy demonic dreams, cause these hell dimensions that I'm talking about, that I'm clearing off of you guys. And by the way, you guys, even if I don't get to you and I'm not talking to you tonight, you're getting this, whether you know you are or not, because you're shedding light into these dimensions. As for this sword from God, it's got a really sharp razor edge. Yeah. And it's sparkly. There you go. And so, and Terry, as you do that, I'm clearing off all those dimensions way out there that were messing with you. And there they go. I cleared them all off. And so, and with that, there was more than 1,000 of your higher selves captured that came back. And so, yeah, so you're going to feel way better. And see, now you're starting to feel warm in your body, brighter, 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 yeah. Starting to smile, feel like you.
Oh, I got that whole thing in my throat. When I hear the truth, the heartbeat in my throat's happening.
Oh, good, good. Awesome.
I love that gift.
Yeah. And see, but I can feel your hands really getting lighter. All your spiritual gifts are coming back to you. See, when they capture these higher selves, they capture the higher selves that are wheeling your gifts. See, your higher selves will, you know, be able to, you know, wheel the spiritual gifts. That's what they do. And they capture those and then you're screwed up. That's what it is. But now you're all bright and good. There you are. You're good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I love you. I'll see you soon.
I love you too. Okay. Bye-bye. Right.
See you at the retreat.
You will.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. And so,
hi, Terry.
And you guys, check out the spiritual retreat. If you would like to come to a spiritual retreat, I promise you'll have a time of your life. Two things. You will have the time of your life. That's two things. Three things. You're going to become more enlightened than you could ever imagine you being. You'll receive spiritual gifts that are bigger and badder and more abundant than you could ever imagine. And you're going to meet the best people, and you're going to find yourself having fun. You're going to find yourself having the greatest time with the greatest people that you can be one with, not only friends with, but you can be one with. And so all you got to do is check it out. Call Michelle 702 or call Dean 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, Michelle at GarySpivey.com, or you can call the office 800-827-GARY and also 800-827-GARY to book a private reading with me. I'm doing private readings. You can call anytime. For those of you that are in Minnesota, I can even see you maybe in person. I think I have a day of that or two next week, 800-827-GARY. And so thank you guys for that. I appreciate you. And so who we got? Who we got, Dino?
All right, Michelle, who's next?
I got right here.
Oh, she's pulling it up, and it's David.
There we are. Hey, David, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Gary?
I'm pretty good. What's your question?
Lately I've been going through, like, these little periods of grief, and I have But the thing is, I've been going through it my whole life, so I feel like maybe it's something from a past life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking, and you know what I'm doing? I'm pulling it off of you. You're backwards in your body, buddy, and then you I'm pulling this dark energy out of your spirit. It's actually a demon, and so this demon is making you depressed. Is what's going on, and so I just cleared this thing and fried it out of your head. See how your head got light in there? See,
yes.
Got warm. It's kind of strange when you feel your brain get warm and see, right there, right? You can feel your brain got real hot. And so now, and now if you look at, you can see his eyes, guys, look how bright his eyes got. So you're different face, different eyes, different you. And so I got all this light in you. And so you look really, really, really good. really bright. And so there we go. And so, and when your head's full of light, it's hard to be depressed. It's almost impossible. And so how you feel now?
I feel much better. Thank you so much. You did a good job.
Thank you. See, yeah, it's hard to find that darkness. And yeah, there's no darkness. You're good. Simple as that. I cleared that. And I also counterpart cleared a bunch of stuff way out there that I've been talking about all night. And so, and that was where it was really coming from. It really wasn't coming from anywhere but just those bigger demonic spaces where they will possess us and make us crazy. So there we go. And now I feel you getting really warm in your hands. There we are in your face. Good luck, buddy. You can be fine.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. There we are.
Thank you, David.
That was quick, but it was big. That
yeah.
Was
really
big. That was good. So who are we talking to?
Julia Ferrara. What's that?
Julia, what up? Hey, girl. How are you?
Julia. Please unmute. There you go.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. What's your question? What's happening?
So I have a 12-year-old daughter that is suffering with depression and anxiety. I'm really trying to help her as much as I can, but I'd like to know if there's any way that you can help.
Well, what I'm seeing is, you know, I worry with her because she's flirting with some of the worst demons. Does she cut herself?
So.
Yeah. She's got a cutting demon, and I'm getting rid of that. She had six of them. And that demon's an aggressive demon, and because it's trying to talk her into hurting herself. And so there we go. But I got rid of it, and now we just simply let all the light in we can, clearing those bigger hell dimensions off of her. And I see her looking really, really bright. And I see you looking bright as well. And there we go. Look how warm you got. You got really warm. Yeah. Feel that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She got really warm. Yeah. You're welcome, honey.
You're Thank welcome. You so much.
Yeah. Hold her hand tight. Okay. Through this, just hold her hand tight. You know, she'll be ridiculous and angry sometimes, but just hold her hand tight.
Yeah.
Okay. All
yes.
right. Yeah, lots of love to you guys, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, appreciate you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Good job, Gary. Oh, you heard Michelle you. Whispering, good job.
I did. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. And so who are we talking to, guys?
Oh, we have Jason. Jason, please unmute.
Yay. Jason, how are you, buddy?
Oh, hi, Gary.
Hey, how's it going? What's your question?
So I actually have, I think, one of these COVID ringing in the ears, like an ear infection.
You also have the best smile I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Have you ever seen a prettier smile, Michelle? That's crazy. I know you're whispering. So nice. You know, Judy, he is like your perfect man, Judy, right? I'm calling you out. Judy thinks you're like the most Judy thinks you're the most handsome guy ever in the world. And well, you are. Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, Judy.
Yeah.
Take me off. My face is getting red.
You're getting hot. You're getting hot. No, but he has the best smile of every, right?
He's like really good. Oh,
thank you.
Yes. Beautiful smile.
So anyway, so you distracted us with you know, you could do it like a, what do you call them? Ultra bright commercials or, you know, whatever. So, what was the question, you know, now that Judy got her composure?
Okay. So two things, I guess. One's like, okay, I feel like I have a, maybe the COVID ear infection, my ears ringing. I can't hear it out of this ear.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Yeah.
Let me work on it. I'm pulling an apparatus off of the exterior part of your ear. Oh God, if this show's getting weirder all the time, it's actually an alien apparatus. Okay. And okay. So you can be possessed by demons. You can be possessed by other people's negative projections. You can also be possessed by aliens. And so if we don't have enough problems, those guys, right. And so I'm pulling this off of your ear. And now your ear got hot. See, your ear got warm inside,
uh-huh.
Right? There you go. And now your sinuses opened a bit. See? Yeah, there's your buddy. That damn thing. No, it's not quite that ugly, but it's ugly. and so, but there we are. But see how your ear is warm now. Your ear is different. Feel it? Yeah. I think it'll straighten up. Let me see. Okay. They told me to keep going. Okay. You got a little dark ball inside there that's around the inner ear. There, I'm just getting rid of that. There it goes. Now I'm hooking it together. There we go. There we go. There we go. And a drop of holy water. There we go. Don't hurt. Now then you can really breathe. See how you can breathe different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had a big deep breath.
Yeah, and you feel your sinuses opened.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Is your ear quieter? Is your ear different with the hearing? Can you tell?
Maybe it's moving.
It's moving. Okay, but you feel something going on in there, right?
Yeah, something's happening.
Okay, let me look at this. How about now? Can't tell?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, that's okay. You don't have to. There we go. I'm not trying to pressure you. I'm just trying to... Okay, there. How about now? How about now?
It might take a while.
That's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay, because sometimes with nerves, it does. I think this was nerve-related. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so nerves come back on when they come back on, but I could see the origin of what was causing the problem. And I got rid of the origin of it, and as what I see. And so there we go. Now you're getting pretty warm. Feel the difference, how you're warming up? You mm-hmm. see? And the warmth is just all the healing energy rolling through you. So there we are. Mm-hmm. Let's see how we do. Let us know. There we go.
I will. Thank you so much.
Good. Good. Judy says bye.
Yes. Bye. There's no my phone number. I mean.
Yeah. Where do you live? What part of the country you live in?
I live in Brazil, actually.
Oh, you live in Brazil. Judy's on her way.
Judy's booking a ticket now.
Yeah, she loves Brazil. She loves Brazil this time of year. Yeah. Perfect.
FaceTime. Okay, good.
Anyway. Oh, Judy.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, thanks, buddy. You're fun.
He was a good sport.
Yeah. Brazil. So, Judy, you have a boyfriend in Brazil.
Well, look at that. Yeah. I'm sure it's not much further than Vegas, right?
Nope. It's right there. It's just another 20 minutes.
Oh, you're fun. You're fun. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, guys?
Saba. Please unmute.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, there we are.
I'm just usually on here just for the good energy. So,
oh, thank you. Thank you for being on. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining. And thank you for contributing, you know, because you have good energy. You have a beautiful light, beautiful energy about you. And so you have a lot of spiritual gifts. What's your nationality?
I was born in Pakistan.
Oh, wow. You have this beautiful energy that's a native culture vibe. You know, I don't know if you come from, I guess Pakistan's all mountains, but, or a lot, but you know, you have a vibration of mountain people.
Oh my God. It's so crazy that you say that because I live in Minnesota right now, but Minnesota is known for all the lakes. And I always say, you know, I'm not much about the water, but I'm about the mountains. And like two days ago, I just took like a day trip to go to Death Valley right here.
Wow. Wow. I love it. Yeah.
Just for the mountains, because I think it's so magical and you feel like, wow, well, like the world, and you feel so small.
Well, you do, because that's part of your culture and your heritage. And so I feel that connection to your soul and to your heart. And so makes sense. But you're very gifted. Mountain folk are also very spiritual people and also many times gifted. And so I see that with you. And I'm just clearing that off. I'm just clearing a bunch of dark energies away and those hell dimensions I talked about, stuff way out there. In you know, the hell dimensions get you through other people. And so, you know, relationships, you know, different, whatever, you know, it'll sort of rain on your head. And so there, I just I make sense. And so, you know,
it makes so much sense that I can't even explain.
Well, I just cleared that off. And so you'll find your luck will become better. And so that's what
I just wanted to, I guess, just say something.
Okay.
I guess it's not just a question. I feel so at the edge of greatness, like creating greatness. And I've never
felt that before. Yeah, well, that's because that's where we are right now. See, right now, energetically, all you guys, and so all you guys should really listen to what she's saying that she's feeling, because she's feeling the truth. We're at the right at the edge of actually being able to manifest our true heavens. And part of manifesting your true heaven is to realize what your heaven might be. And I was talking to Richard and Alice about this today, my family in Ojai, and I said, you know, I realized, you know, one of the biggest things is I tell people, don't be addicted to your theory, and it's actually damn theory. Don't be so addicted to your theory, because the demon then will know what you're going to do, because you're just, predictable. And so the demon will get ahead of you and beat you to death with your theory. So I realized that I was doing a little bit of that myself, to say the least. And I was sort of addicted to my theory, and I realized I'm getting beat up because of this. And so it was sort of a big awareness that Richard helped me and Alice helped me become aware of. Right. And once I got it, I'm like, you demons aren't going to get ahead of me, because you think I think this, or going to do it this way or that way, because you want to find your true heaven, and your true heaven is your true heart and your soul. And it's what your heart is about. It's what your soul is about. And then your brain will follow. See, many times people, the brain will take you somewhere, and then your soul and your heart and everything else gets just been your physical body gets beat to death, you know? And so, but I see you getting it. So your thing where you think you're right on the edge of winning, you are right at it. And so there we are. I clear these hell dimensions around you. You'll find you'll get your clarity, and you'll find things will become very simple, very quick. So there
it's
we are.
It's so crazy that you said that, because, you know, the culture that I come from, mental health is not a thing. And I was kind of pushed into therapy, and meditation was kind of doing the same message for me. And it was all about, try to find who you are instead of what everyone else or life or things around you.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And now I see beautifully done. So good luck. Okay.
I have a small question. It's not about me. My husband's brother passed away in May. It was unfortunately mental health suicide. Where is he?
He's earthbound. He's stuck. And so let's help him. Call his first name.
Hassan.
One more time.
Hassan.
He's in a really ugly room.
That's his room. That's where he jumped off from. I've been there after his death, and I've stayed in there because no other family member could step in there.
Yeah, really ugly, really dark.
Yep.
Right? And so call his name.
Hassan.
Okay, I cleared him out of the hell dimension in there. Tell him to step into that light. Say, step into the light.
Then just step into the light. Roshni kitara jao.
Yeah, what language did he speak?
Urdu.
Okay, just speak that language and tell him, say, reaching, take the angel's hand.
Hassan, angel jo de raha tumhe haath, uska haath pakdo, and Roshni kitara jao.
He did it. Okay, he did it. Say, and now just say, step on into the light one more time.
Jao, Roshni ki taraf jao. It's okay. Jao, Roshni ki taraf.
He did it. There we go. Now look how hot you got. Your feet are hot. Your feet are on fire. Feel how you got warm? You saved him. There we go. You did him a big favor, and everybody else. Everybody else will feel much better about this. And it's not like you're going to feel good over what happened, but you're not going to feel totally possessed by it now. And I'm sure that his whole family will feel better. So there we go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Love you. You're lovable.
Minneapolis. You're likable.
Hey, oh, good. Oh, good. You're in Minneapolis?
Heck yes.
Oh, you should come out to the show. We're doing a show at the...
I will come to your show, but I randomly saw you at Booty Cruise like a long time ago.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, those were great. Oh, my God. Yeah. 1,000 drunk women on a paddle wheel boat. Yippee-o. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. So Dean, so Dean, we're doing Dave Ride in the morning next week. You guys listen. That'll be fun. And we're also, I'm doing private readings in Minnesota. Call 800-827-GARY for a private reading. And we're going to be back in North Carolina doing a spiritual retreat the 21st. And please come to our spiritual retreat, 702-822-0548. Call Michelle, 800-827-GARY. Private readings. And just, you can also book the retreat there. And make sure if you're not here in person, join the virtual retreat. They are fantastic. They are really good. We got our act down. We got really, really good at that. And so it's March 21st through the 24th. Again, 702-822-0548. Call and reserve, because we will sell out on this one. 800-827-GARY, and support at GarySpivey.com. And so, Dean, where are we doing this show in Minnesota? This is a show we're doing at
Cowboy Jacks.
Cowboy Jacks. There we go. We're at Cowboy Jacks.
You want to be sure to get the one downtown Minneapolis, because there are several locations. There's one in Richfield or Bloomington. So downtown Minneapolis.
Perfect. Perfect. Cowboy Jacks. Put it in the chat. There we are. And so if you guys in the chat tonight, if you would put in the chat, what was your favorite spiritual gift that you got or that came down? Either you got it yourself when I was talking to you, or you piggybacked off of someone getting a spiritual gift. What was your favorite thing? If you put that in the chat, that would be beautiful. And I really appreciate you guys. Thank you guys. And thank you for tapping in tonight. And I love you. I'll see you real soon. I'll be doing also energy clearings Wednesday. And again, hanging out in beautiful Minnesota, where, you know, it's, what's the temperature there? Isn't it like,
it was like 65 today. Tomorrow's supposed to be 70, which is on her.
Yeah, I'm bringing the light, bringing the heat. There we go.
Warm up to get through here.
I'm always looking forward to wearing coats. I got great coats, and so I'm always looking forward to wearing coats. But you know, somehow when I go there, it just gets hot. It gets warm. I don't know. And so, anyway, appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Thank you for tapping in. Dean, what am I forgetting? Am I forgetting anything?
Nope. You have a bunch of people in the chat telling you all the cool spiritual gifts they got. Gold coin, sword, sparkly sword, the gift that you give to Victor and Joe. Well, the divine diamond sword, sparkly sword. So yeah, a lot of people's putting a lot of things in the chat.
Gold coins. Yeah, that one really works. Clear yourself with that one right now. That'll really work. That gets rid of these big exaggerated hell dimensions, frees up all your higher selves that have your spiritual gifts. And, you know, you guys can learn all this, and all this is archived. We have so much information. I would bet you there's not a website in the world that has more information about spiritual things, spiritual gifts, and meditations than mine. And so be a part of my Enlightenment Club. You can join us every Wednesday, energy clearings, spiritual masterclasses once a month, GarySpivey.com/Enlightenment Club. So join the Enlightenment Club. If you're not in it, join it. I love you guys, and I'll see you real soon.